We like every week to bring what we call a prophecy update, for lack of a better term. We like to show how news and trends in the world are corroborating the centuries-old prophecies found in the Bible. We take the Bible literally, and that includes Bible prophecy. And so therefore, if we're living in the last days before the return of Jesus Christ, as the Bible seems to indicate, we should see some news and some trends that are in that direction. And of course, we see a lot of that. For example, students of Bible prophecy often talk about a future one world or global government. Daniel chapter 2 presents the dream of Babylon's king Nebuchadnezzar, which provides the basis for that understanding. Daniel interprets Nebuchadnezzar's dream to reveal a global power in the end times, indicating that the final world empire will have some association or be an extension of the former Roman Empire. So students of Bible prophecy talk about a one world government and a revived Roman Empire. Other passages in Daniel and in the revelation of Jesus Christ seem to confirm this. It's interesting because today's world leaders seem bent on globalism. Whether it is the current financial crisis or the supposed climate crisis, it seems they want to seize upon something to move us toward a one-world global government. So much so that columnist Janet Daly of The Telegraph UK wrote an op-ed article titled, "There'll Be Nowhere to Run from the New World Government." Let me read some excerpts from that article. There's room for debate about who was the most influential public figure of the year or which the most significant event. But there can be little doubt which word won the prize for most important adjective. 2009 was the year in which global swept the rest of the political lexicon into obscurity. There were global crises and global challenges, the only possible resolution to which lay in global solutions, necessitating global agreements. Gordon Brown actually suggested something called a global alliance in response to climate change. The word global has taken on sacred connotations. Any action taken in its name must be inherently virtuous, whereas the decisions of individual countries are necessarily narrow and self-serving. Now, regarding the global alliance in response to purported climate change, on December 21st, columnist Paul Joseph Watson wrote an article titled, "Spy Drones to Enforce CO2 Regulations." Here's some excerpts from his piece. He says, President Barack Obama has said that spy drones will be used to enforce CO2 emission regulations, while British Prime Minister Gordon Brown has outlined plans for the European Union to police compliance with carbon-cutting targets. The final Copenhagen Accord included the provision that a global governance structure would be set up to control taxes on CO2 emissions, and this is already starting to take shape after Gordon Brown announced that he is drawing up plans with French President Sarkozy for the EU, the European Union, to become a global warming policeman. Mr. Brown and French President Nicolas Sarkozy now are working proposals for a European monitoring organization that will oversee every country's actions on emissions. I will work with President Sarkozy for a European organization that will monitor the transparency that is being achieved, not just in Europe and our own countries, but in every country around the world, said Brown, adding, I think people deserve for there to be international reporting at the highest standards on what is being done. In addition, President Obama said that satellite technology would be used to check if countries like China are living up to their promises to cut CO2, a move that has been termed eco-spying. New advancements allow drones to monitor greenhouse gas emissions over a certain geographic area. That's why you're seeing such large flies over the dairies, right? They're monitoring emissions. Anyway... Back in November, Telegraph.com UK ran this article. Everyone in Britain could be given a personal carbon allowance. Excerpts read like this. Lord Smith of Finsbury believes that implementing individual carbon allowances for every person will be the most effective way of meeting the targets for cutting greenhouse gas emissions. It would involve people being issued a unique number, which they would hand over when purchasing products that contribute to a carbon footprint, such as fuel, airline tickets, and electricity. Like with a bank account, a statement would be sent out each month to help people keep track of what they are using. If their carbon account hits zero, they would have to pay to get more credits. Those who are frugal with their carbon usage will be able to sell their unused credits and make a profit. Lord Smith will call for the scheme to be part of a Green New Deal to be introduced over the next 20 years. Globalism is what the Bible predicted would occur in the last days before the coming of the Lord. It is what is happening as we speak in some ominous ways, really. It is Bible prophecy being fulfilled. Get ready, stay ready, keep looking up. Ready or not, Jesus is coming.